I've never regretted it. I got slapped around by people of other races, and but I never held any animosity towards them at all. I felt like I had it coming. In fact, I'm sure I did. Honky Tonk Sundays.
Hello, I'm Ichabod Kane, and welcome to Honky Tonk Sundays. We are about to get into the life and faith of country star and legend Merle Haggard, the hag who has survived starting out life living in a boxcar, his dad's death when he was 9, reform school, San Quentin, and to quote Merle, even Branson, Missouri. Merle Haggard is here to talk about his life and faith, which will amaze you. The hag's here on Honky Tonk Sundays.
Yeah, I want to dedicate to all this folks one here. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right and being free. And we don't make no party out of nothing. We like holding hands and pitching wool. We still let our hair grow any way we want to, like the hippies up in San Francisco too. Sing it. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. Thank you. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots still in style for manly footwear. Age and old bad sandals won't be seen. Football is still the toughest thing on campus. And the kids there still respect the college dean. Everybody sang one more time. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey, we still wave old glory down at the courthouse. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Number one huge hit for Merle Haggard from 1969, Okie from Muskogee. Hi, this is Ichabod Kane. Welcome to Honky Tonk Sundays. We're getting into the life and faith of Merle Haggard. The hag is here. Merle, let's go back. The first home you lived in was a boxcar from a train?
Well, it was a boxcar. It was a 40-foot refrigerator car, Santa Fe reefer, and it had been like placed on a vacant lot, and my dad bought it from this lady. He fixed it up and bought it, you know, and put a, it was made just like any other house. You couldn't tell it from the air, you know. It was just shaped like an X, you know, but it was actually started out as being a Santa Fe reefer, and you can still see the old metal ends on it, you know. I took somebody over there this year and showed them that.
You mean showed them the very house or no?
The very house.
It's still there?
It's still there. Yeah, we went over and the people that owned the property were very nice. And we went through the old place. Didn't look anything like it used to, but except that old boxcar is still there.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, we should probably try to preserve it somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe. But was this
how? In case we go down in history or just go down, you know.
Well, we're all going to go down sometime, I guess. But, but it was partitioned off and you had rooms and such, I'm thinking, you know, in this boxcar.
Well, yeah, he took and opened up both sides of it, don't you see, and built a gable out from the side and just, you know, just like any other, it looked just like a house.
Right.
You know, but it wasn't, it was a reefer.
Merle Haggard is here and singing Hungry Eyes. Listen to the story of his upbringing on Honky Tonk Sundays.
A canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp stand out in this memory I revive. 'Cause my daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. He dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. I remember daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as their age began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Merle Haggard and Hungry Eyes, number one hit for Merle in 1969. Hi, this is Ichabod Kane. We're going to talk about your mom in a bit, Merle, but let's visit about your dad for a minute. He died from a brain tumor when you were 9. Do you feel somewhat robbed by that?
I do, and you know, then I heard about Roger Miller. He never saw his dad at all, you know, and you know, there's a lot of people that never see their father, you know, or their mother for that matter.
Yeah.
But I got 9 good years, and it happened real quick, and it was devastating, and you never get over it, like you said. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know.
But then Mama took over, and Mama tried.
Yeah, Mama had her hands full. I was like growing up like an only child, because my brother and sister were like 14 and 16 years older, so they were gone, and so that left her having to go out and make a living, and I was 9 years old, just now, right at the age where I really needed to be watched. Hmm. And I got off and left home when I was about 11.
Really?
Started hopping freights, and I never quit, you know, and I wound up in a lot of trouble, and spent a lot of time in penitentiary, and that's just the way it was, and not to, I'm the first one to say how wrong I was, but it had something to do, I think, with my father. I think had he been alive, I don't think I'd ever even attempted some of the things that I tried.
A killer cut from Merle Haggard's new gospel CD next that you're just going to love, and also how prison turned the hag around. Coming up on Honky Tonk Sundays.
Lee and Perrins presents.
Don't hold back. Open up with certs.
Honky Tonk Sundays.
Hi, friends. This is Merle Haggard. And I want to welcome you to Honky Tonk Sundays.
Life is like a mountain railroad, with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful, from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve that fills the tunnels, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle, and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blessed shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. As we roll across the trestle, spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you'll behold Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son, with a hearty, joyous greeting. Weary pilgrim, welcome home. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blessed shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore.
All right.
Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blessed shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore, in thy praise forevermore.
Life's Railway to Heaven from Merle Haggard, off Merle's new Cabin in the Hills gospel CD. By the way, if you want information on any of the Hag's music, and we're going to place a bunch of really cool stuff from the Hag, if you want any information, you can check out our website at www.honkytonksundays.com. HonkyTonkSundays, one word, .com. My guest is Merle Haggard. We're getting into the life and faith of the Hag. God has been looking out for you. I want to tell you, you know that for sure, Merle. But talk about your early spiritual rearing, and did prison help or hinder that?
You know, my mother raised me in the Church of Christ, the one that allowed the piano. And I was a pretty good Bible scholar just from association. I didn't really put out a lot of effort to study it. But I was raised that way, and I think prison gave me a lot of time to think and slowed me down and probably saved my life. I was trying to go, I tried to go in the Marine Corps and go to Korea, and it wasn't meant to be, and wound up in reform school. Well, it was some of the greater training. I've never regretted it. I got slapped around by people of other races, and but I never held any animosity towards them at all. I felt like I had it coming. In fact, I'm sure I did. And but I learned. I think the most important thing I learned is how easy it is to get along with anybody. You can get along, if you can get along in San Quentin at 19 years old, I was a pretty nice looking young boy. And if you can manage to go through there, you know, without being sodomized or something like that, or having to defend your virginity or whatever, either somebody's looking over your shoulder and taking care of you, or else you've been gifted, or both, or whatever. But I went through that and gained all kinds of knowledge. I learned music from black guitar players that I never would have maybe ever even seen or associated with. I learned things from them that I never would have known. And people don't know where I got it right now. And, you know, but there's all kinds of things occurred there. And it was a growing up period for me, and it wasn't all that glamorous, and certainly wasn't something to be proud of. But as it turned out, the knowledge that was gained from it gave me a well of information to write about, and it gave me some credibility as knowing about what I was writing about.
Merle Haggard is my guest, and a song for Mama. Mama Tried. The Hag sings it. He wrote it on Honky Tonk Sundays.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Mama Tried, number one hit from 1968 from my Honky Tonk Sunday's guest, Merle Haggard. Merle is my special guest. We're going to play tons of music by the Hag and get into his life and faith. Merle, let's go back. How did all of that music begin for you?
About the time that my father passed away, I come on to the music that was to consume my life, you know, and about the same time that I discovered how important it was to me for some reason or another. And early on, you know, like 9, 10 years old, I began to listen. By the time I was 13, I was listening to songs that I wanted to relive, you know, like songs of Jimmy Rogers and people like that. Well, I heard them damn songs. I wanted to ride a freight train.
Really?
Damn right.
It was the music then that did it.
Yeah, that was what broke the camel's back.
I'm going to go live that life.
Before, but when I heard when Jimmy Rogers sang about it, well, I said, no, I think I better go do that.
Isn't that interesting? Do you think God purposes certain things on us? What I mean is that you're gifted to do certain things.
I felt compelled to do that. Yeah. I felt compelled to gain that knowledge and see what it was really like to do that.
Well, I think you picked the right profession. I think you don't think you made a mistake, did you?
I don't think I'd change a thing if I had to go back and do it over again, except maybe the having Dad live, you know. That would have been – he was a musician, and the thing I missed most about him passing away, I think, was the knowing how he would have appreciated what I was able to. Someone said my mother prayed. She was very much a Christian, and she prayed that I might be gifted with the talent that my father had. Mm. He was a very good singer and guitar player and fiddle player and everything. And she prayed while I was in the womb that I'd be gifted with his talent.
Is that amazing?
And, you know, and she talked about, you know, how like, you know, be careful what you pray for. You know, but it's certainly been a gift. I mean, you know, we've had an incredible run.
Hmm. The life and faith of a branded man, Merle Haggard, continues here on Honky Tonk Sundays.
Give me a jumbo popcorn, a box of chocolate puffy doos, and some minty num-nums.
So, get the point? It's homepoint.com.
Honky Tonk Sundays!
Welcome to Honky Tonk Sundays. You're listening to the life and faith of Merle Haggard, and here is a huge hag hit sung by Alabama and inspired by the hag during his time in San Quentin, which we'll talk more about. Listen to Alabama sing Sing Me Back Home on Honky Tonk Sundays.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home to the songs I used to hear. Make my own memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years and sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning a choir came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing songs I used to hear, make my old memories come alive, take me away and turn back the years and sing. Sing me back home before I die.
number one hit from 1969 from the CD Mama's Hungry Eyes. Alabama sings that, Sing Me Back Home. Big hit for Merle back in 1967. By the way, that is from a tribute album, a tribute to Merle, called Mama's Hungry Eyes. You want information on that as well? You can check out our website, honkytonksundays.com. Merle, you no doubt remember this big hit for you. Let me play just a little snippet.
Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Jesus, take a hold. Big hit for you, Merle, in 1970.
I've always believed.
That's when you wrote that. Is your faith still in Jesus, Merle?
Before I even investigated it, I was born into that faith. Funny thing, I sometimes would, as a child, would question God. Might ask my mother, "Where'd God come from?" But I never questioned Jesus. I find that strange in some way. But I always knew that way back in the back of my mind, I always knew for some reason I'd been chosen to do something that would affect a lot of people. And no big deal, just a matter of fact, I knew it, and I knew it early on. And it's been a spiritual experience all the way. People don't, they call me a redneck. Hey, my neck's every color when I get mad, but I'm not a good example of a redneck. In fact, I don't like to be called a redneck. I believe that someone's had their hand on my shoulder all the way, and I've been pretty hard to, been pretty stubborn, quite rebellious. But there's a lot of characters in the Bible that were that way. That God said David was a man after his own heart. David committed murder.
So did Moses.
Yeah.
And be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, the black mark follows me. I'm branded with a number on my name. I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name, 'cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
Branded Man, number one hit for my Honky Tonk Sunday's guest, Merle Haggard, back in 1967. Merle Haggard is with us as he's sharing his life and faith. And I'm telling you, Merle, God's grace, and I know you know this, is just like all over you. You are just telling me you're writing a song called I Should Have Been Dead By Now. What? What kind of things have happened to you that would inspire you to write something like that?
Things that have happened that what you couldn't live through. I've jumped off freight trains doing 50 miles an hour and landed in sand and went plumb to my waist. And didn't even... I fought a man look like Mike Tyson. And he hit me every place except the bottom of my feet.
He what?
He hit me every place except the bottom of my feet.
Amazing.
Now, I got in a few blows, but he didn't hurt me. And a gang of pachucos jumped on me one time. 15 guys jumped on me. Had me down on the ground and was kicking from every direction. And didn't lay a blow on me. Not one scratch. How does that happen?
The Hag's Highest High and Lowest Low. Coming up next, Merle Haggard with us on Honky Tonk Sundays.
I'm talking to a real-life Geico auto insurance customer.
Proven to help you look younger.
Honky Tonk Sundays!
Winona!
And I don't normally talk about my personal life, but I feel like it's helpful to other people,
yes,
telling them what not to do. Here's What You Don't Do by Winona Judd. People say, oh, you're my hero. And I say, whoa, 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 time out. I'm an example of real life. It's messy, unpredictable, and sometimes you make mistakes.
Join me, Ichabod Cain, for Winona on the next Honky Tonk Sundays.
Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Seems like lately people love play with fire, and the other games they play are just as bad. Well, I'd rather stay at home and feel your burnings and play the kind of games that make me glad. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Honey, let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's don't chase around and make each other weary. Let's keep on our love at home and out of sight. Let's leave everything like jealousy behind us. And let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. We'll play the games we played on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight.
Merle Haggard, Let's Chase Each Other Around the Room, another number one hit for the Hag from 1984. We are getting into the life and faith of living legend Merle Haggard. Tell me about your, Merle, your angel experience. Take us back to that day.
The most thrilling moment of my life was walking out of San Quentin. I went in when I was 19 and got out when I was 22. I did two years, 9 months. And it's the most horrible epitome of a prison. It's like Alcatraz. It sits out there on the bay, and it's terrible looking. But to get out of that place was the greatest thrill of my life. And my wife, you know, I hadn't touched a woman in 3 years, and her being there was the most incredible excitement that I had ever experienced. And I can remember walking out of that when they, 9:30, finally at the time, took them. It seemed like I woke up, I'd never go to sleep that night before I got out. And we walked out through the main gate, and I never will forget there was a Hank Snow song playing. Dodge City, yards of the Santa Fe, is it a train made up for the East? And I stopped to listen to that before I walked away, and I walked out to look for my wife. Well, she got mixed up in a party she couldn't get away with, and she wasn't there. So the greatest high I'd ever experienced fell to the greatest low in about 10 minutes. And I walked around there for 2.5 hours until the guards up in the gun tower started saying, aren't you going to leave?
And, wow.
And I said, well, I'm thinking she might be late or something. Well, anyway, she never did come. And there was a lady there that just kind of came. If there was ever an angel placed on earth, I think about Jimmy Stewart's It's a Wonderful Life. It was just exactly that way. When that angel appeared in that movie, well, I'm looking down the road, looking to see some old beat-up car that she might be in, and this voice comes from behind me. I'm standing on the edge of the curb, and this real feminine, kind voice says, pardon me, said, would you be interested in a ride over to Frisco to a bus depot or the train depot or something? Or is there some place I could take you? She said all that before I saw her. I turned around. She looked like Joanne Woodward. Nice looking. I was 22 years old. She must have been 35, and she looked like, you know, she was a beautiful lady. They say she was the warden's wife, but I don't know. I think she might have been somebody else. You know, it really appeared at a time in my life when it was at most horrible low. That was the most devastating low I can ever remember.
My special guest is Merle Haggard as he sings Precious Lord, Take My Hand on Honky Tonk Sundays.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is gone, Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When the darkness appears and the night draweth near, and the day is gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
Sing it.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Precious Lord, Take My Hand by Merle Haggard from his new gospel CD, Cabin in the Hills. Isn't that killer? Hi, this is Ichabod Cain on Honky Tonk Sundays. You want information on any of Merle's music that we're playing, you can check out our website at honkytonksundays.com, honkytonksundays.com. Merle, I want to ask, what's your prayer at night like before you hit the hay?
I ask him to watch over my family while I'm gone, and to give me the strength to face it all. And, you know, a lot of people think it's a joyride, but this is no joyride. Lots of expectations, lots of pressure, and lots of demand. And I ask for things like that, and I ask him for wisdom. But mostly I ask him to take and keep a close watch on my beloved family, keep us out of the, keep us between the white lines, you know, in so many words. Mm. You know, we've been driving 35 years out there, 3 inches from death at all times, you know.
Merle Haggard is my special guest. We'll find out how the hag almost died straight ahead on Honky Tonk Sundays.
People all over the world are falling in love with new Downy Premium Cares.
If it's not marinated with Lee and Perrins, something's missing.
Honky Tonk Sundays!
Downtown in a bar room, both of us needing a friend, and you brought me home to your doorstep, and it was there you invited me in. We spent the wee hours dancing to your favorite ride home stereo sounds. We talked about what we'd been needing, discussing our ups and our downs. And I've had a beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. I poured out my feelings while you poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. Thank you. if I seem a wee bit uneasy, and you really size me up right, there's somebody home still up waiting. She's probably been waiting up all night, and I can't say I found any answers, but you listen while I rattle on. And you've been a beautiful lady, and you kept me from being alone. And I've had a beautiful time holding your body next to mine. You poured out the feelings, and then I poured the wine. And I've had a beautiful time. A beautiful time holding your heart next to mine. We poured out our feelings and then we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time. You poured out your feelings while we poured the wine, and I've had a beautiful time.
Had a beautiful time, Merle Haggard from 1986 on Honky Tonk Sundays. Hi, this is Ichabod Kane. We've had a beautiful time with country star Merle Haggard. Do you believe, Merle, do you believe in and are you ready for a Christ's return?
I don't believe there's anything in the world that would thrill me anymore than the possibility of that. If, I mean, just the fact that it that I was right, that yes, in fact, he is. He was, and is, and is going to be, and here he is. To prove it.
That was so well said. Yeah, he was, he is, and he will. Yeah, and here it is. Yeah, that'll be exciting.
But, I mean, that's got to be the biggest. They say that we'll see him within 1 hour, all over the planet.
So you're not only prepared, you're kind of excited about what's going to come.
I really am. Yeah. In fact, I guess I'm so much a believer in it that. There's been a couple of scares in my life that lasted long enough for a few minutes for me to really think that I might be going to die. You know, just a couple of things happened. I broke a blood vein in my throat one time in a shower. I thought I had stomach cancer or throat cancer, you know, and just like pint of blood, you know, like just all of a sudden coughed and blam, all this blood. And for about 15 minutes, I thought, I got about 6 months. And it was the greatest relief of my life.
Are you kidding?
No.
That is great.
I thought, I won't have to do this stuff much longer.
Honky Tonk Sundays!
My thanks to Merle Haggard for being my guest on Honky Tonk Sundays, a syndication by Huntsman Entertainment Nashville. Cat Sandquist Books and Hounds the Stars. My name is Ichabod Kane. If you want information on the Hag, any of his music, or any of the other stars, any week, by the way, you can check out our website to hear the shows, check out the music, any doggone thing you want, honkytonksundays.com. All right, honkytonksundays.com. Next week, my special guest, we're going to get Alona with Winona right here on Honky Tonk Sundays.